Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Basically, the parent didn't like that his child was getting homework, so he decided he was going to call the school and call the school repeatedly. He calls dispatch, I think it was 18 times, roughly.
I want to talk to the chief.
Leave a voicemail if he doesn't answer.
I'm being very nice.
Well, then come to the police department, and we'll call the chief in, and you can talk to him in person.
I pay for him. He can come to my house.
Well, I'm going to send some officers out to your house to talk to you in person since you won't stop calling.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. One, two, three, four. Get on up.
Get on up.
Florida man.
Get on up.
You think? Florida man.
Sounds like something Florida man would do.
Sounds like Florida man would do. Almost sounds like Florida man himself.
I pay for him. He'll come see me.
Get up. It proves all states have the, what do you call them?
Florida men?
What?
Florida men?
Well, you like
all
that,
states have Florida men?
Well, you like that derogatory term.
Red, do you think it's derogatory?
It
I do not. Rednecks, everybody.
Absolutely.
Rednecks are everywhere.
Derogatory.
It is not.
It's offensive.
It is not.
I know, it's not.
People even say, I'm a redneck, I'm proud of it.
Well, I mean, I guess you can call yourself anything, but when you're caught calling people rednecks. But this dude, I don't know if you've seen his mugshot today. Obviously,
I have not.
Obviously, he's not in California where they don't put mugshots up online for nonviolent offenders. Have you seen that?
They don't even put mugshots up?
Oh, no. The story of the day is we now replace them with Lego heads. Yes.
Are you kidding?
California, you know.
Lego heads.
You know. You know. California.
Yeah.
Dad arrested after continuously calling the school about the kids' homework. Is he a hero, Dad? Is this dad a hero? Are kids around the world looking to this man?
Probably not.
Goofy ass mugshot this morning going, now that's the dad I wish I had.
Probably not. His own kids probably not doing that.
Well, if your father is calling the sheriff about your homework.
Yeah.
Come what?
I'm thinking his kid's not happy about that.
There are parents out there that do not want their kids to have homework. They should
I understand
a
that.
More well-rounded, balanced life.
No, I've heard those parents.
You know what? You know the best way to have a well-balanced, full life?
How?
Do your homework, do your schoolwork, graduate, either get an education or go into the working world, and then you can have enough money to live a life. There you go.
Yeah.
Well-rounded. You weren't much of a homework guy, were you?
Oh, I actually was.
Were you?
Yeah, I was very studious.
Were you studious?
Yeah.
Really?
I actually got most studious in middle school.
No.
High school, I started to,
You got most studious in junior, what? Really?
Yeah.
Do you believe that?
I was an honor student, believe it or not.
You were what now?
I was an honor student.
Did DJ Dennis have that sticker on the back of his car?
He did not, no. He had his logo on it, though.
His logo.
My son is an honor student at, what elementary school?
Whittle Springs.
Whittle Springs?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What was your GPA in high school? Do you know what number in your class you graduated?
About junior year, it started to go downhill.
Junior high school?
Oh, in junior high school, I had about a
three. No. You said you started going downhill. Is it in your?
Yeah, downhill my junior year in high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you went all the way your junior year being an honor student and then just gave up?
You know, I'm not asking the right questions. Did you graduate?
Yeah, I graduated.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
GED?
No, I actually graduated.
Okay. Night school?
No, I did summer school.
Summer school. Yeah. I did a summer school one time too. Yeah. Well, good morning. Welcome. 6 o'clock on the dot on the Mark and Kim show. Yeah. I think this guy's a hero. Although there are now criminal complaints against Adam Sizemore this morning up in Ohio.
Adam Sizemore
called dispatch 18 times.
So he's Ohio man.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Because as you like to call them, rednecks are everywhere.
They are.
Well, rednecks.
We have have more than our share in the South, but rednecks are everywhere.
No, I'll be honest with you. I've seen these type of people in every state I've ever lived in, including the District of Columbia.
No, I believe they're everywhere.
Washington, D.C., you know, politics and lobbying and money and all these other, you know, high-end zip codes and the rest of it. Plenty of rednecks up there, too. Well, yeah, there you go. I think he's a hero to kids across the nation today. Exalt Adam Sizemore as the dad you wish you had. Calling the cops on homework.
What are the cops going to do?
Arrest the police? I mean, arrest the teacher.
Just go in and arrest the teacher. Take them out.
Yes. Arrest them. If they're not.
Come on, you're coming with me.
If you're going to jail, then you're not assigning homework. There you have it.
Did you see?
Nope.
Where dozens of Tennessee school districts file lawsuit against social media giants?
I did not see this.
Okay, I saw it last night. Facebook, Instagram, Meta, the parent company to all those things. It includes Knox County, Blount County, Sevier County, Metro Nashville Schools.
You know this is not going to go anywhere, right?
Well, they feel like they're standing in force for something, and they're at least being heard.
You can stand up for something. But, I mean, what's the goal of this? They want to get them shut down? What do they want?
They're saying that they're suing them because they knowingly are hurting kids' mental health.
Okay, what do they hope to get out of it?
The lawsuit claims they use algorithms and strategies like filters, likes, and followers that hurt kids' mental health because they're always worried about their self-image.
Said people who have people vote for them for their office.
No, these are the school. Well, yeah, because the school boards and school stuff. Boards. You're right.
These are people that get voted for.
Mm-hmm. So they said they're seeking money for the damage companies have caused these media outlets or the platforms, the social media platforms, and to admit that they have caused harm to the kids and their mental health, and they want to make them part of the solution instead of part of the problem. They want them to do that.
This is what they need. This is the final straw on that camel's back. Oh my God. Hold on. Are Knox County schools involved in this?
Mm-hmm.
Mark Zuckerberg finally sitting up going, oh man, I really need to change the algorithms. I really need to, I need to fix this whole liking thing, this filter thing. Wow. The Knox County School Board? Really? Let me get on this, says Mark Zuckerberg.
When I was looking at the list of the ones in Tennessee, of course, all the main ones, it looked like a list of school closings for the snow, because I started looking at them, and all the ones that we talk about when there's a big snow are listed. That's the best way I'm going to do it, rather than sit here and list them.
This seems like let's do something rather than nothing. Let's get on board with this trend of suing the social media companies and stuff like that. It won't do you any good because they're run by bigger people. Run by people with billions upon billions of dollars. And that's all that really matters is who's running things is who has all the money.
But I guess in the minds of the school boards and the school systems that are doing this, they're saying, okay, we're showing the parents, the students, whatever, that at least we see what the problem is, because they were talking about how more and more students are coming into their counselors and saying they have problems and they're seeing the bullying and they're seeing the, but, you know, kids who are saying they want to hurt themselves and, you know, they're having to call in suicide crisis, you know, the crisis centers and stuff.
I get all that.
And so I guess they're seeing this as telling the parents, we see this and we're trying to do something, even though their hands are tied.
Like I said, it's better to do something than nothing. Yeah. But I hope that you don't expect some sort of outcome, because it's just not going to happen. The trend of not using this someday, somewhere, or finding the next thing will cause these to go away. I mean, because everything comes and goes. Everything.
But is this something you think will go away? I don't know.
Yes.
Because they seem to just be getting bigger.
Yeah, and then they'll go away. They will come and they will go.
But what's going to replace it?
It doesn't matter. Something will.
See, that's what I'm saying. I think it will be something bigger and even more damaging.
Maybe a return to, you know, more or less technology. Who knows? Who knows? When it's all in your head, it's all programmed and with a chip in your head, you may not need it as much. Who knows? But we'll see. Mm-hmm. The future. Hopefully we're not here for it. Did you see the guy that was shopping at Walmart and saw his grandma from behind and hid and avoided her?
Who does that?
I think a douchebag does that. Especially when that woman, I would assume, would be elderly, gave birth to the person that gave birth to you. I don't know. Maybe you'd take the time. Say, hi, Grandma. Well, maybe that's wrong. What are you laughing about?
Nothing. It's embarrassing. I felt horrible about it.
Oh, and wait a minute. I felt horrible about it. This is a story from the news. What are you talking about?
Oh.
Did you see a man... A yes man saw his grandmother at the Walmart. How old is your grandmother?
I really don't know. I mean, I'm not good with birthdays, age. I'm not good.
What
with
are
that.
You good with?
You saw your grandma. What you call her? What Grammy Gammy? What do you grandma?
Nana.
I'm sorry.
Nana.
Not Nana.
No. Nana.
Nana.
Yeah.
Like Nana Nana Boo Boo.
Yeah. But just the first part. Nana.
Nana.
Yeah. That's you what everybody saw calls her.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you skedaddled.
I did, yes, yes.
Did she see you?
She did not see me. Her back was turned, but I...
And you're admitting this on radio, or were you not expecting to admit this on radio? Sorry.
I wasn't sure if we
well, if you bring it up, sure now. If you bring it up to me, you know, sometimes I'll ask, hey, do you mind if I go with something? And they'll say, yeah. I'll say, okay. You know, I protect my sources. But you're not a source, you're a producer.
Right.
If you come in here, I'm assuming you're producing. It's as funny as what she said. We're cracking ourselves up this morning. You saw your grandmother and you avoided her?
Yeah, well, I was kind of in a rush. No excuse, but I was in a rush. Hold on. I needed to grab some water.
No excuse, but let me make some.
Yeah, right.
You needed to grab. So you needed to do something quickly.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to. You didn't have much to do. You just had to grab one thing.
Yeah, I had to grab water.
Right.
But it was. Well,
hold on. You just had to grab one thing. It's not like you needed a whole cart of groceries, which would have taken a while.
Yeah.
You just needed one thing.
It was an in-and-out trip.
Which means you could spend some time with Nana.
No. Nana.
Nana. How you
Nana.
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 Nana. Yeah.
How did that happen? Not Nana.
I have no idea. I didn't start it.
Nana. Nanny, even.
Mm-hmm. You
know?
Nana.
Nana.
But to be fair, I had three people in the car. One baby included.
Windows rolled up and no air conditioning on?
No.
Okay.
So they weren't going to perish while you were inside grabbing the water.
No, they weren't
going
to perish, but she...
Hey,
Nana.
And I love her to death.
No, okay, hold on. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Because you would have said, oh my gosh, Nana.
I got people in the car, but I saw you and I just wanted to hug you. And
even my family knows that she can be a chatterbox.
Yeah. Well, unlike her, who doesn't know how to break away from a conversation, let me teach you, because I'm the king of breaking away. Absolutely. Funny, I can't stop talking here, but I'll break away from a conversation face to face. Nana? Yeah. Nana?
Nana.
Nana? My boo-boo's in the car. I'm gonna
my
have,
boo-boo and my baby.
I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to go. I'm just quickly picking up water, but I just want to say, hey, and I love you, and we'll see you soon, right? You ask questions that give positive. Yeah.
I saw you just wanted to hug on you, you know?
Yeah.
I'll see you later, right? Yeah. Okay, bye. Whew. Skedaddle.
Mark can say bye while he's saying hi. I've seen him do it.
Really?
He's come into my house and started saying bye as he's walking in.
What's the last sound of bye and hi? You're right. They're exactly the same. Hi. Hi and bye sounds very similar.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, I know better to stay long in her house.
His wife, there was a time his wife and daughter, they were coming in to sit down and he's already heading out the door. That's right. I'm like, what's going on?
Right, you know. Just, I make my appearance and I'm out. So.
I'm about to learn that.
So, douchebag.
Douchebag?
Absolute douchebag.
Oh, God.
It's your grandmother.
Douchebag.
No.
Douchebag.
I don't have to go see her today.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
See, and guess what's, you know, and what did you try to avoid by not engaging with Nana?
Nana.
Nana.
Nana, what did you hope to avoid?
Just talking for
her. But yet you're going to go sit with her.
Yeah.
Now you got to talk for hours.
Yeah, just to make up.
I mean, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You're going to spend more time today than you would have if you just said, hey, Nana, 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 Nana,
Nana,
Nana, Nana, Nana, Nana. Well, I got another word.
You're a douchebag.
Here we go.
You're a douchebag.
Here we go. You've gone. You're
with him on
this. Douchebag.
You are a dumbass. Why can't you see that?
You're a douchebag.
It's Nana.
Yeah.
Nana.
I want you to admit to her today.
Okay.
If you see her today, I want you to admit to her what you did.
I will.
And I want the story.
Okay.
Nana.
I avoided you yesterday at the Walmart. All right.
She'll be upset.
And then she's going to take her black marker and she's going to wipe you right out of the will. I'm telling you right now. Well, the greatest thing one day is ready to kill you the next. A new study finds that intermittent fasting might give you a heart attack.
Well, that's not good.
Mm. I mean, it's just, it's like, I'm always screaming, just do what works for you. If it's working for you. Yeah, researchers looked at the health records of more than 20,000 adults over 15 years who did intermittent fasting and found that a 91% higher risk of dying from cardiovascular disease will happen for those who do the 16-8, eat everything within an 8-hour window. You don't eat for 16 hours. Not clear why this is the case. Well, isn't that what a study's for?
Yeah.
Make things
yeah.
more clear.
Not just find out why, you right. know, that it happens, but why.
I mean, it can lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol, make you lose weight.
But it's going to kill you.
But it might kill you.
Your heart's
going to
die.
It's just like, do what you do. Do what works for you, because you're going to die anyway. You're going to die. When it's time to go, you're going to go.
Yeah.
What, no matter
true.
What you do. And more than likely, you'll be smucked by a car in a ditch. All right?
What would you think if I told you that there is a legit way anybody can shop at Costco without a membership?
What would I think?
Yeah. You can't shoot holes through it. I've looked into it.
Then I would say that you're dead to me. If you're gonna,
I didn't come up with this way.
Are you going to promote this way?
I'm just going to let people know about it.
Are you going to promote this? You need to watch the movie Selena.
Mm.
It's got some fellers seeing Selena Quintanilla and saying, Selena.
No.
Why does that creep you out so bad?
I just can't. I
like
don't know.
It's not like I'm saying Sav.
It's just like all the things. Sav. Goosebumps. Mm. No.
I'm going to annoy the crap out of you. I'm going to pull out the fake feather out of this.
No, don't.
Fake feather quiver in my back. And,
no.
And here.
Stop.
Here, look.
No, I'm going to go ahead. Anybody.
She's afraid of fake feathers.
I'm not afraid of them.
I'm not holding one. I have nothing in my hand.
It's just like I can feel it.
I'll distract her from this Costco story as long as I can. I've got a fake feather. It's a long peacock feather.
Stop it.
It's a white peacock feather.
Stop it. Stop it.
It's right under your little...
It's like I can feel it. Just stop it.
That's not the hair on your chinny chin chin. That's my feather over there. It's a long one, too. Stretches all the way across.
Anybody can shop Costco, even non-members. All you have to do is use Instacart. That's all you got to do. They don't have to be tied to a membership. They don't check it. And I looked into this because, you know...
What do you mean you looked into it?
Yes, man. Told us several weeks ago, maybe before Christmas. I don't know. Maybe right after Christmas.
Does it matter, Kim?
Doesn't matter. But he told us that if you had gift cards, you could shop it. But then we looked into it and you had to be tied. You had to go on and get them and you had to be tied to a membership. But this, I looked into it and you do not. I looked at several websites and it's like, no, you can get Costco delivery without a membership by using Instacart. You can get toilet paper to your door just to ours. 40-count case of Arrowhead water bottles, whatever you want, delivered to your door. Just get Instacart to deliver it, and they don't look into it. So you don't have to have a $60 Costco membership. You don't have to have whatever it is you get, the special one that you get.
I just paid double.
Well, that's special. I mean, you get special benefits card. For it or whatever.
I mean, I get more back per year. We just got a big, fat check that just showed up at the house that we were able to cash, which makes everything cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it so important to everybody to cheat the system at Costco? If it's so good, why don't you just join?
Well, the thing is, and they're saying most people who do this don't use Costco all the time. It's not something that they go to every week. Most of those people get the membership because they want the added benefits of it, whatever those added benefits are. Now, I have the Sam's membership, which I know you go, I want Costco. I want Sam's. I like Sam's. It's closer to me.
Is that the voice I use when I say I want Costco?
I want Costco.
Really? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
All these years.
Bring me my Costco. But you can do this with Sam's too. And I looked into that. You don't have to have the membership. Just Instacart, just like you would anything else.
Well, I'm sure that now that you've opened this loophole, where you've discovered or you've promoted this loophole.
Well, it's online. It's not like I'm telling.
That Costco will close this loophole.
Now, here's the thing.
Now, you've already given us the thing.
Well, there's certain things like the benefits of extra discounts, like sometimes memberships for Sam's and Costco get extra benefits, you know, like you can buy more of something. You can still get the bulk products. You can still get the bulk products, But you can't, like the extra benefits that you get, the extra discounts that you get.
What extra discounts do I get?
Well, if you get special, like the special memberships, like sometimes you get member only sales.
No.
Oh, I do. At Sam's.
If you're a member of the club, you go in, the stuff's for the price that it is.
Yeah, but sometimes I get mailers and stuff that say members only, and you get the special deals that are, you know, other people can go in. But like if you go in with a guest, like if you take a guest, they don't get it. And there's also like one same hour delivery, 1 hour delivery, same day delivery. You don't always get that, because if members are loaded up on that, you don't get that. It may be next day delivery. But that's the only thing. I mean, if you don't need it like that next hour or something.
If this is a loophole, then they'll close the loophole. I mean, you should pay the membership to shop at a place that has a membership. It's like stealing anything else, isn't it? I mean, you're stealing a membership effectively, right?
It's not stealing if you're
not a member.
If it's legal, is it not?
If you're not a member and you're shopping at a members only club, then what do you call that? Let me just ask.
I don't call it stealing.
You're just not a member. Me, personally.
No, this is, she's saying you don't need to know a member.
You don't need it.
I'm not talking about you. Oh. You thief.
I'm not a thief.
You grandma avoiding douchebag.
All right.
Whatever. I mean, if this is how you need to get your life going, if you need to have Instacart shop at Costco because you can't do it, then that's fine.
Now, of course,
you do what you do. I'll do what I do.
Now, you still have to pay Instacart to get it to you. So that's an extra fee there, but if you want something at Costco that you can't get somewhere else.
Well, how much is the how much is the fee? Because you can become a member for $60. How many times can you shop there before you start paying more than you would have paid for the membership to do it yourself?
A $3 to $5 service fee?
That's 12 and you're up to $60.
Insta typically gives free delivery to first time users, and then you pay a $3 to $5 service fee.
Go ahead, do what you do. If that's the only way you can join the club, that's fine.
It's not the only way you can join.
That's fine. That's the only way that you can get in. That's fine. Go through Instacart. We're good. The Costco members will be over here. Y'all do your thing. You Instacart people. I got a new thing now.
What?
Instacart people. You're just like people. But now you're Instacart people.
Oh.
That's fine. No, we'll be over here shopping with our membership cards. If you can't get one, if you don't qualify, that's fine.
What do you mean you don't qualify?
If you don't qualify, if you can't.
What, Costco turns people away?
Well, must be something going on.
Have you ever known them to turn people away?
Well, I think they do. I think they've turned you away.
Oh.
And to skulk over to Sam's.
Oh,
Sam's
no.
Is better anyway.
And then, of course, you.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother story. Hey, you can't even join Sam's now that you've avoided Nana at the Walmart. Old Sam Walton's going to be spinning his grave finding out about you avoiding your own grandmother at Walmart yesterday. Prick. All right, we'll be back on the market. Did I say that?
You did.
Oh, wow. All right, welcome to a new dawn of a new day here on Star Wars. All right, it's her versus him, Mark versus Kim on Starwater 2.1. As we walk over two contestants, one named Mary and one named Antonio. Today, Mary and Antonio are playing the list for...
4 tickets to Doggy Feet Squad, the great pirate adventure.
To what now?
Doggy Feet Squad.
Doggy Feet Squad.
I have a hard time saying the other thing.
Aha. Uh-huh. Doggy Feet Squad.
The great pirate adventure. Ryder needs all feet on deck as he and the Feet Squad discover a secret treasure map while on a mission to rescue Cap'n Turbot before Mayor Humdinger finds it first.
Did you say Cap'n?
I did.
Not Captain, you said...
No, it says Cap'n. C-A-P apostrophe N.
You know that means... Turbot. That means Captain, right?
I know, but it's Cap'n. Just like Cap'n Crunch.
It's Captain Crunch.
Before Mayor Humdinger finds it first, tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
Mary, do you say Captain Crunch or Cap'n Crunch?
I say Captain.
Yeah.
But it says Cap'n.
Kim?
I know.
Kim, it's to shorten the word. It's a contraction, darling.
I know, but it's Cap'n. Or Cap'n Crunch.
I would like to be capping something in you right now. Okay. All right, Antonio, good morning. Welcome. I'm going to hand a list to Kim. Ladies first today, so that means you'll be listening closely while Mary and Kim are playing. I've put words and phrases on this list. She's going to try to describe these to Mary over 75 seconds. At the end of the round, if there's one they skipped, two they skipped, or whatever, or run out of time at the end, you'll have a chance to steal those points. Any questions about how to do that, Antonio?
Nope, got it.
All right. Mary, any questions about how to play the game at all?
Nope, I'm good.
All right, Kimmery, there you go. 75 seconds. On your mark. Get set. Go.
Okay, this is when you've eaten too much and your stomach just can't hold it, and so you go, bleh. What is that? Yes.
Vomit.
Yes, okay, you're a small child, and then you become an adult. What have you done?
Grown up.
Okay, but it's just what you just not, don't use that last letter. It's just...
Grown.
Okay, no.
You, grow.
Yes, the opposite of down, put it all together.
Grow up.
Yes, thank you. Okay, on TikTok and other social, a lot of time they'll say, "Oh, look at this," and they've gone from looking not so good to looking better, and they say this is a, and it's like you know, if you the sun does this and light does this, and it's like a worm. You remember the pardon?
Sun up.
No, it's like a light does this. You know, it's like the little worm that kids like at night. You know, the little toy, and it's the opposite. Okay. This is kaboom. Something has done this. It's an explosion. So it's kaboom. It's like a, all right.
What bomb.
Yes, but what does a bomb do?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I did not get... Yeah, blow up is what... Well, wow. She said that, but...
So she's just stole a point.
Yeah.
Did you know that last one, Antonio, before she just gave it away right there after the buzzer had sounded?
Yeah, blown up.
Hold on. Did you just say B-L-O-W-N-U-P? Did you say that? Same. Tell me the truth.
Yes,
okay,
blown
well,
up.
Okay, well, that's not it then.
So you didn't steal
the point. Current score, Scoremaster Steve.
There is two that Mary got, but there's one that Antonio can steal.
All right. Antonio?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Okay. Scoremaster Steve, 2-0.
Yes. Mary 2, Antonio 0.
Throw up, grow up, glow up. I'm sorry. I didn't explain that very well at all. Blow up was the one that we did at the end there. Show up, show off, blow off, stroganoff, cut off, and blast off. I was not on my game today, Mary. I'm sorry.
Okay.
2-0.
I'll work on stealing.
Okay, yeah. Got a good chance of that. All right, Antonio, on your mark, get set, go.
Okay, this is when you take paper and you break it into little itty-bitty small pieces, what have you done to that paper? You put it in a machine and it leaves or it makes
shred. Shred it up.
You know, you, that first little word you just used.
Shred.
Yes. You'll put your lawnmower and your garden utensils in this building behind your house.
And shred.
What? Just say the
shred.
Last. Yeah, okay.
Shred.
Yes. Having street this means everybody respects you. It's a shorter term.
Street cred. Cred.
This is, you slice it, you put sandwich meat in between it. What do you have?
Bread.
Yes. This is, don't blank on me is a flat.
Bread.
Yes. When you wake up in the morning, you have hair and it looks really a mess because you've slept.
Shed.
Huh?
Shed.
No, you have
bed.
Your hair's all messed up in the morning because you've been laying on the pillow all night.
So, oh, the bed.
Yeah, but what do you have? Your hair looks like you have. You claim this. You say I have.
Oh God, I'm on the path.
All right, this is a medication we take when our nose is stuffy, and it's got a lot of ingredients in it that make you have to buy it under the counter, I guess, or from the pharmacist. You can't just buy it.
Meth.
All right, current score, Scoremaster Steve.
Antonio with 5, Mary with 2.
To steal.
And there was one right there at the end. 2.
It doesn't matter.
Nope, doesn't matter.
No, because you can only get 4 at the best.
Mary, you want to steal some points anyway?
I had bedhead and Sudafed.
Yes! Oh, a closer game.
Oh.
She did better with my clues than she did with yours.
Yeah.
Shred, shed, cred, bread, dread, said, tread, bedhead, infrared I skipped, and Sudafed.
Or meth,
either one.
Well, we have a stuffy head. We take meth.
Mary, goodbye. Goodbye, Mary. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Antonio, off you go to Paul Petrow Live. You know, woo-hoo! Paul Petrow.
Let's go!
All right, we got the Mark and Kim show here on Star 102.1.
Do you know Dollywood?
Yep. We're going to find out how well these people know Dollywood. As we got a series of trivia questions here. Have we had to go past the third one yet?
No.
No, because the third one's a layup.
Which I can't do.
With the first, yeah.
Well.
Yeah, play along here, Kim, because this is two full court shots and a layup. As we welcome Teresa to the show. Good morning, Teresa.
Hi.
How are you, Teresa?
I'm nervous.
Why would you be nervous, darling?
Because I want these tickets.
All right.
You can tell you're nervous. Just calm down.
Although if I say
that'll word, fix it.
If I say calm down to Kim, you know, that usually goes really well.
Because you don't say it like that. You go, calm down. You know, there's a way to say it.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
I'll remember that.
Just calm down.
I'll do it real patronizingly. Kim, just calm down.
Well, no, I'm saying it in a
all
you know,
right.
It's
Teresa.
Okay, Teresa.
Teresa, here's your trivia question. You get it right.
All
you
right.
Win two gold passes to Dollywood because that would prove that you know Dollywood. And here we go, Teresa. Here we go.
All right.
And if you can't answer it, I'll give a new question to Doug. If Doug doesn't answer that question, a layup question for Angelica. If she can't get that right, then Shelly's on the line. I'm keeping you awake, Kim?
Barely.
Sometimes they're yawning. Yeah. Teresa?
Yes.
Which roller coaster at Dollywood is the longest?
Big Bear Mountain.
Did she say Big Bear Mountain?
That is correct, sir.
Woo! Wait, what? What? Wait, what? Did you get it right, Teresa?
Full court shot.
A full court shot. Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh.
That is awesome.
You're awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tell Doug, Angelica, and Shelly to bug off. You've got the tickets. Congratulations, Teresa.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Hold the line. Hold the line. Don't go anywhere.
Will do.
Let me find out from old Doug here. Doug, you lose, by the way.
That's all right.
I'll ask you the question anyway, see if you would have gotten it.
Okay.
Within 10, how many acres does Dollywood cover?
I'd say 25.
25 acres. You're off. 150.
Wow.
Goodbye, Doug.
You're off by a big bunch.
And this was the layup question that Angelica. Hola, Angelica. ¿Cómo estás?
Bien, ¿y usted?
Me? Pretty good. All right. You would have gotten this one, Angelica. This is the layup question. What's Dolly's husband's first name?
Oh, gosh.
Angelica.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Hasta luego.
See, like me, she can't do layups either.
Let's see if Shelly would have gotten this. Shelly, what was Dolly's first name? I'm sorry, Dolly's husband's first name. What is Dolly's husband's first name?
I think it starts with a J, but I can't remember.
Wow. No shells.
She can't do a layup either.
Hold on. Yes, man, do you know?
I was just about to look it up. I'm going to go Jeff.
Jeff?
Jeff. I know what he looks like. He looks like a Jeff.
Can you imagine that airbrush?
Jeff?
Airbrush on the front license plate of a car? Jeff and Dolly?
No, I can't.
Dolly and Jeff.
Jeff?
Yeah, he looks like a Jeff.
Dolly and Tim.
He does not look like a Jeff.
Or a Billy.
Wow. Goodbye. I guess we would have been screwed if Teresa. Goodbye, Shells. Goodbye.
Jeff?
Jeff.
How about Carl?
Oh, yeah.
It's Carl Dean.
Carl Dean.
You got to say it like that, too.
Carl Dean.
How come I can be a better redneck than you can?
I don't know.
Carl Dean.
Carl Dean.
You sound like Goofy from the Goofy movie. Doesn't he? Go ahead, Navigator. Get us here. You're a goofball. All right. So, yeah, Teresa, congratulations. And tomorrow, I'll have to rethink these questions.
Make sure that
I got to make sure that the layup is a layup or whatever it's going to be tomorrow. Here on the Mark and Kim Show, Do You Know Dollywood? Every morning, 8 o'clock until we're done with these tickets. Coming up, I think, on Friday, right?
I believe.
All right. On Star World at 2.1. Most Americans now think 9-to-5 jobs are outdated. No longer do we want to work 9-to-5 jobs.
Working 9-to-5.
Come on, Dolly.
What a way to make a living.
I'll be honest with you. On the days in which I need to be up, like it's 7:30 or 8, I can't deal.
Cannot deal.
I remember when I was first starting out into the world before with, you know, my wife and I had moved to North Carolina, and I was before I got into radio, and I was working just jobs, you know, that were 9-to-5ers.
Yeah.
I, for the, to save my life, couldn't get out of bed at 7 o'clock, 7:30. Couldn't do it.
And now look at you.
Oh, couldn't do it. I was a night owl. I was up till 2 a.m. and 7 o'clock would roll around. My wife was like, what have I gotten myself into? I mean, seriously. She is just like, dude.
She had herself a slugbund.
What now?
A slugbund.
A slugbund?
Yeah. A slugbund.
I can't believe you get away with calling your husband a slug.
I do it jokingly. He's
there's always truth and jest.
No, not really.
Yeah, I think so.
No, he's up and about. No, he's up and about. I call him that on the weekends when he wants to be, you know, rest a little bit because he's up and
when
early.
When he wants to be doing his own thing. How dare he?
Yeah.
He's a slug when he wants to do his own thing.
He's up and about generally.
If he's not serving my needs, he's a slug.
He's up and about before me generally.
On the weekends, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So a poll of 2,000 working Americans found 57% feel that a normal 9-to-5 job is no longer working for them. 51% think jobs without a flexible schedule are an outdated idea. I think more flexible scheduling needs to happen, sure.
Yeah.
I also know that if you get your work done, it shouldn't really matter when you get it done as long as it's done before. If you're a deadline worker.
I very much agree with that.
Now, if you're working a job that is open for business and you've got to be there during business hours, which, you know, based on the sun moving around the earth, because you know that's how it works.
Yeah.
The sun moves around the earth.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
As the earth moves around the sun, we have shiny daylight, which most people like to be awake for and participate in the economy and commerce and the rest of it. So guess what? Things are open. So if you have a business and you're open 9-to-5, guess what time you're working?
9-to-5.
Yeah, wow.
But here's the thing.
One of Dolly's trivia questions.
Well, no, I thought you were going to finish the sentence, so I didn't want to. But here's the thing.
Since when?
But here's the thing. More and more, it doesn't have to be 9-to-5. I mean, more and more, it's 24 hours a day because people can shop online.
I don't want to work 24 hours a day.
No. I'm not saying we have to work 24 hours a day, but businesses are running 24 hours a day, even if they're not physically storefronts that are open 24 hours a day.
Those 24 hours a day online stuff is usually not manned by a human.
Exactly.
So
what I'm saying is,
because
I even started thinking, well, somebody has to work at those jobs too to take the orders and fill the orders and get them ready to ship out. But what I'm saying is that you can still order that stuff. And like banking, you can do banking with a ATM card. You can go to the ATM. You can do whatever you need to do. So there's a lot of jobs that even if they were traditionally 9-to-5, there doesn't have to be somebody there 9-to-5 now. You know, we do a lot of stuff electronically.
Right.
So there doesn't have to be 9-to-5 people there now.
Okay. What you're saying is there have to be no people there.
Yeah.
Okay.
There has to be people manning things at certain times, but it doesn't have to be 9-to-5.
Mm-hmm. The survey also found that a lot of people want to be paid differently and more often. We talked about it a few weeks ago. Would you want to be paid every day, every week, every 2 weeks, every month?
But didn't we find that people wanted to be paid
at least every...
the most common was they wanted to keep it like 2 weeks, at least with our listeners.
Oh, the poll was that people wanted to be paid every week. That was the poll. I don't remember exactly what the listeners had said about that in our Facebook post. The average person who gets paid twice a month said they tend to blow through it and run out of money just 12 days after payday. Ideally, paychecks every week or every day. Every week was number one. Every day was number two. Mm-hmm. Every 2 weeks was number three. Once a month was number four. And paid once a year, about 17th on the list. I couldn't do a 9-to-5. I could not imagine. Like, you know, I had to be somewhere yesterday where I had to drive home at 5:40 yesterday. Nightmare.
Mm.
Absolute nightmare. I mean, just clogged traffic. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's not just that 40 is clogged all the time, because it is, but it's clogged all the time. But the rush hour in both directions?
Yeah.
In both directions?
Yeah.
You know, I'm from a major city. You know, at least you have one direction in the morning that's clogged and one direction in the afternoon that's clogged. 40 is clogged both directions every day.
You're right.
Oh, my God. I made the decision on where I was going to live based on what 40 was doing. My wife and I were thinking about Loudoun County. Oh, Loudoun's beautiful. Loudoun County,
Loudoun,
Lenore, the whole area. And then we did the whole you know, 40 thing, 40, 75, the split. Oh, for the love of God, bring me Pellissippi Parkway. Into the hinterlands I went, into the lovely confines of Blount County. That's right, baby.
Yeah.
Woo. So, oh, it's awesome. Blount County's the greatest. So, could you do a 9-to-5? Could
no.
You yeah?
No, you I don't couldn't? Think, I mean, if I had to, but I don't want to.
Could you do a 9-to-5?
Yeah, I've done it, but I don't like it.
Okay. If you'd said yes, I would have said, we can set you up.
Can you believe that LinkedIn is becoming one of the most popular dating sites?
Don't know anything about LinkedIn. Never signed up for it. Every time I click on a LinkedIn, this, that, or the other, you want to sign up for a profile? Hell no. What does our industry know about LinkedIn?
I think I had a profile at one point.
Of course you did.
I haven't done anything with it.
No. Are you looking for your third husband, which you reference
no.
often? You reference that person, whoever that is, often.
I'm
you know,
not.
When I get married again, oh, you know, my third husband.
No.
You know. Okay, why is it a dating profile now?
Well, it's not a dating profile. It's just, if you think about it, back when you were at the club, you know, or wherever, we used to meet people back in the 80s and 90s.
At Costco?
Is that where
oh, that club?
That's your club?
Yes, Mike.
That
club's
exclusive.
The only club I know. Well, not according to you Kim this morning. Sneak in on this Instacart crap.
But part of the conversation was always, well, what do? You know, and you know, work and stuff like that. And, you know, they'd tell you or they'd not or make up something. But if you're on LinkedIn, the job is on there. You kind of have an idea of what their income is.
What if you don't update your LinkedIn profile?
Well, I guess you've got old information, but if you think about it.
No, I'm thinking about it.
Well, because people are going there, like workers who are wanting people to hire.
Did you start this by saying that people are using it to date?
I did.
Okay. If they're doing that, do you think they're going to update their profile with their unemployment?
Well, people aren't doing it specifically to date, though. So if you just happen to be on there and you meet through it, 52% of singles have dated someone that happens to be on LinkedIn that they've met.
Okay, have they met them on LinkedIn or they've met and they have a link? Okay, so.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
But they're not going there specifically to meet someone to date.
Huh.
But I'm here for it. I mean, if you think about it.
Why, are you dating
again? You're going to be, no, I'm not.
Then what are you here for?
But
when, when you say I'm here for it, I'm ready to begin dating on LinkedIn. That's what that means. When I'm here for it.
No.
Is that how you took that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've been saying something about a third husband.
Right.
So
you have.
I'm not looking for a third husband.
And you know what? You know what they say? You always find someone when you're not looking.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she says about her.
Yep.
That's what she says about her second husband.
That is. I wasn't looking and now here he is.
And then you aren't looking for your third husband.
No, I'm not. I'm not even thinking about a third husband.
You said.
If I were in the dating world.
See, there it is.
I'd rather.
yeah.
So there's smoke, there's fire.
No. Uh-huh. I would be more likely to look on LinkedIn or be more open to someone on LinkedIn than I would somewhere else because I would think you're going to be more honest on LinkedIn than somewhere else.
Not if you're using it as a hookup spot.
If you're using it as a hookup spot, yes. But if you're truly on there trying to find a job.
Which company can I become a CEO of today on LinkedIn is the question.
Okay.
That's what I want to know.
So you're going to go on LinkedIn and lie.
Why not?
And then you're going to get yourself in trouble because if they try to hire you, you're not going to have the credentials.
I'm going to get myself a second wife.
Oh, you are? So now you're looking for a second wife and I'm looking for a third husband. Is that what we're doing?
Sounds like a match made in hell, doesn't it? It truly does. So, you know.
So that's our story and we're sticking to it.
Marry your sister. You know, hey, but somehow people will manipulate this to make it work for them. Because they manipulate dating sites to make it work for them.
And then you just the other day said people aren't using them as much or they're changing them. Dating sites are changing.
Yeah. Oh, they have to. Bumble's no longer. Females have to reach out first.
Yeah.
What did your son say about Grindr the other day?
He didn't say anything about it because he's not on there.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I thought he said something about Grindr.
No, he did not.
Didn't you tell me he was talking about Grindr with you?
I swear he was.
Yeah. No, he was not.